You know how hard it is to focus or carry on a conversation in a noisy restaurant or a bar? Whale scientists think rising levels of underwater noise are having a similar and harmful effect on the Northwest's iconic killer whales. Now, the Port of Vancouver in British Columbia is spearheading an experiment to temporarily slow down big ships to reduce noise. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonzi reports on the hoped-for results.
The population of resident orca whales in the shared border waters of western Washington and southwestern BC has dwindled to 78 individuals. These endangered whales primarily use sound, including echolocation, to hunt for food, to orient, and communicate. Now consider the noise of a passing freighter. And now listen to the combination as a different large ship comes around a corner and intersects with a pod of whales. The nonprofit Orca Lab made this recording along northern Vancouver Island. It doesn't take long, does it, for the ship to mask the whale calls, effectively blinding the mammals whose ears in a lot of ways are their eyes. Canadian and American government agencies have identified physical and acoustic disturbance as one of the key threats to survival of the endangered killer whales. Krista Trounce of the Port of Vancouver, BC, is taking a whack at doing something about it.
This summer, we are doing a vessel slowdown trial to see if slowing large vessels down can reduce the underwater noise and therefore reduce the sort of the knock-on effects to southern resident killer whale behavior.
The voluntary slowdown will take place in Harrow Strait, which separates Victoria from Washington's San Juan Island. This is a prime summer feeding ground for local killer whale pods. It's also an important shipping corridor. Trounce wants to slow all the ships to 11 knots, which could be close to half speed for a fast container or cruise ship, not much of a slowdown at all for a bulk carrier. A series of underwater microphones will record the drop in decibels. Researchers have years of baseline observations as well of whale behavior in Harrow Strait for comparison. Trounce has been working with the cruise line and shipping industry for more than a year to get buy-in on the two-month slowdown from early August to early October.
The more participation we get, the more robust the science is.
That science could inform possible future regulation. This vessel slowdown is voluntary, though, remember. Robert Lewis Manning is president of the Chamber of Shipping of BC, which represents vessel operators. He expects the strictness of a ship's schedule, tidal windows at the destination, and the weather to figure into case-by-case decisions whether or not to participate.
There are other places in the world where consideration has been given for vessel slowdowns, both to reduce noise and to avoid the risk of striking a whale.
For instance, the approaches to San Francisco and Boston harbors.
So this isn't necessarily new for a lot of our global ship operators and owners. It doesn't take much to get their buy-in.
Lewis Manning says shippers could suffer as little as no impact, up to 40 minutes of delay on a slowed-down transit of Harrow Strait. Ship owners listed on the Port of Vancouver website as having committed to participate, quote, were operationally and economically feasible, include Seattle-based cruise line Holland America, Washington State Ferries, Maersk, and more than a dozen others. Trounce estimated there could be 400 to 450 transits of Harrow Strait in each direction during the two-month duration of the trial, largely to and from the Port of Vancouver. I'm Tom Bonzi in Seattle.